we're going to talk about the Antique City Car Show coming up here in Walnut, Sunday, August the 5th. Ed Ransom joins us this morning. He is with the Walnut Optimist Club, helping to coordinate this 20th annual event. Ed, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Hey, talk a little bit about the event's beginnings back 20 years ago. Were you guys kind of surprised? I mean, what were your expectations then, and are you surprised you're doing so well and so strong now all these years later?
We're still doing just as strong as we was back then. This year, I'm looking for a bigger show than we've ever had this year. And I don't know why, but there must be maybe more people showing cars, I don't know, than getting in this area.
Well, folks sure seem interested.
We've got entries clear from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow.
Now, we're getting a lot more calls than we've ever had, and we're getting more pre-entries than we've ever had. So I look for it to be a big show.
Wow, that's great. How do you go out and find folks to participate in the car show? Is it more than just sending out a couple of notes around the area?
Oh, yes. We've got some of our members here that they take our bills that we post up, but they take them to a lot of different car shows, especially in the Omaha area and out in Nebraska and the Des Moines area. And we generally get a lot of cars out of Des Moines. It seems like some of us here in the Optimist Club have got friends somewhere that have a car, what have you, and we get them bills out. So there's probably been a lot of bills go out to different car shows where they participated in, you know. So they're looking at us.
Well, a lot of these guys do. They go from place to place, weekend to weekend, showing off their rides.
Yes, they do. And, you know, the word travels fast about Optimus, the Optimus car show here in Walnut, because not everybody, but most of them are parked in the shade. You know, our main street going up through town, Antique City Drive, has got a lot of trees. And most everybody is parked in the shade. So they like that. It's hard surfaced, and it's a nice place to show. We generally have all the bathrooms and everything right in the center up there at the school. That's where our food stand is. So everything's kind of centralized up there, and they like it.
Well, and it's good and wide, too, so it helps.
Yes, it does. Yes, it is.
You bet.
And the Optimus, you know, everybody, you know, if adults don't know who the Optimus are, the kids do. Our money goes strictly to youth. We sponsor four
scholarships.
We sponsor the soccer here. If the kid needs extra money to get to a band contest or whatever, they know where to come. They come to the Optimus. So our money is all spent toward youth.
Of course, the Optimists have to make that happen, but it happens because, you know, you get a lot of folks that come in and help to support these programs that you guys put on.
And we don't have any problem getting support for our car show to get the advertising with all of the merchants, not only in Walnut, but Atlantic, Harlan, Avoca helps us out tremendously.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned, too, I say that, you know, a lot of these guys bring their stuff around. There's some gals, too.
Oh, yes. Sure there is. And I've heard this every year. The guys will be by the cars, and where's the wife? She's down in the antique stores.
That's true.
So they do get business down there. Maybe the antiques aren't sold that day, but they come back.
You bet. Do you get a lot of people that come in from outside the Walnut area to watch the show, to enjoy it?
Yeah, we do. There's a lot of car enthusiasts out there.
Well, a lot of these folks, they go from place to place and town to town, and they're kind of used to the setup and how these things work, and they're used to having opportunities to show off like other like models of theirs, too. And you guys have a lot of different categories and plaques and programs and things for them?
Yes, we do. We have 29 classes. So there's just about everything. we give some special awards out. Best GM, Best Ford, Best Mopar, Best Other overall, and Best Truck overall. So we do have those things in for everybody.
You bet. A lot of different things for folks, and they're going to get to see a lot of things. You know, some of the cars are older, some of them are newer. It just kind of depends, you know, what somebody likes in a car. Everybody's got their own taste, don't they?
Once in a while, you'll have a brand new one. That's different. But most of them are, they go back a ways, you know. They're redone, a lot more expensive than the new brand new one.
Yeah, in some cases, it's hard to call it a hobby because there's so much money and time spent.
Yes, there's a lot of money and time. lots of time.
Absolutely.
I would love to have one myself, but I would like to do it myself, and I can't. I don't know how.
I know. You go to these things, and you think, boy, it would be cool to have one of those things. But, man, I tell you what, it takes a lot of effort to keep these things in good shape and running order, too.
Yes, I know it. And some of them don't drive them here. Some of them will haul them here, you know.
Absolutely.
They're not about to have any dust or anything get on them.
Now, you get cars, you get pickups, you get motorcycles, too?
No.
No motorcycles?
No motorcycles.
Just a car show?
Just a car show.
Okay. Now, this is going to be held on this Sunday, August the 5th. What time?
Registration starts at 8 till noon, and we generally present the trophies about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the first 150 cars all get dash plaques. We generally give out a gift to every car that enters, too, along with that. So their entry fee isn't the whole entry fee. They get some things back, too.
You bet. Ed, for folks who maybe haven't attended a car show to look over all the different vehicles and things before, it's a pretty casual event, right?
Very casual. You bet. And we have a lot of tables and chairs set up out in front in the shade up by the school where you can sit and enjoy the music along with it, a sandwich, a pop. So it's kind of enjoyable. They sit and they talk, you know, and talk to the participants.
You bet. It's not really so much that there are activities and events going on. It's just a chance for you to check them out.
Well, they like to have people stop by and talk to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one thing they like to do. They like to brag about their babies.
Yeah, that's right. They do.
In this case, their baby is their vehicle.
Yes, they do, and they're very proud of them.
Is there a registration fee?
Yes, $15 or $12 pre-registration.
Okay, and they can register just that day? They don't have to call ahead?
No, they do not have to.
Okay, and do you have a limit on how many you can accommodate over there, or is it just however many come?
Well, we've never had to worry about the limit. That's a long street.
Yes, it is. Very good. Are you making any special concessions this time around, Ed, considering the weather conditions, like they've been so hot and dry and things? I know you've always got plenty of concessions out there anyway.
You mean eating?
Yeah, eating and drinking and stuff.
No, we have the only one, and it seems like it's in the center, so it's not difficult to get to, and that's the only one we have. We serve hot hamburgers and hot dogs, chips, and all this. And then this year we kind of have pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay.
The extent of it in one area.
Plenty of cold drinks.
Yes, and, you know, and it's in front of the school there. That's where all the restrooms, the school has opened up for the restrooms and everything. So
you bet, and I think we've already
nice too.
I think we've already established there's plenty of shade, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, again, the shops will all be open during the day as well. So
they'll open up in the morning.
Yep, even though it's a Sunday, you'll still be able to get your shopping in.
Oh, yes.
Great. That's coming up again this Sunday, August the 5th. Again, registration from 8 a.m. to noon, and then they'll have the trophy presentation later on in the afternoon about 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock, yes.
And this is the 20th annual Walnut 20th. Optimus Club Antique Car Show. Been doing it a long time. They must be doing something right. You bet.
Yes.
Well, good luck again this year, Ed.
Well, thank you very much.